In much-anticipated testimony, FBI Director James Comey this morning told members of the House Intelligence Committee that the FBI is investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. He also confirmed the scope of the investigation.
And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
Comey also said there is no evidence to back up President Trump's claim that he was wiretapped by President Obama before the election.
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets.
Well, this morning, before the hearing began, the president tweeted, quote, "The real story that Congress, the FBI, and all others should be looking into is the leaking of classified information. Must find leaker now." Well, joining us with more is NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. Hi there, Michelle.
Yeah, hi, Magna.
So first of all, put this in perspective for us. How significant is it that Comey has confirmed the existence of an investigation?
It was quite extraordinary and unexpected, really. The FBI usually doesn't comment on continuing investigations. He wasn't making any promises about how long this is going to take, and he wasn't responding to questions about specific people that they might be investigating in this. But he did confirm that the investigation began last July and that they're looking into whether there was any coordination. That was the word he used, not collusion, but coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Mm. And so do we have any guess, any understanding as to where the investigation might go from here, or but what might be the consequence of Director Comey's testimony today?
Well, you know, the Democrats were trying to press him on very specific people, bringing up names of people that we know that were working on the Trump campaign who have connections to Russia, Paul Manafort, Carter Page. Also, a lot of questions about Roger Stone, who's a Republican operative and a confidant of Trump, who once admitted that he had this back channel to WikiLeaks. But, you know, Comey was very clear that he wasn't going to be talking specifically about any of those people.
Hmm. Now, in reference to that tweet from President Trump, which I read a little earlier, the one he tweeted out this morning when he said the real story is that Congress and the FBI and all of us should be looking into is the leaking of classified information. Several Republican representatives during the hearings today really took up that charge and focused on the collection of information and the leaking of it. So here's Florida Republican Tom Rooney.
In your opinion, would leaking of a U.S. person who has been unmasked and disseminated by intelligence community officials, would that leaking to the press hurt or help our ability to conduct national security matters?
And the last word there you heard was from the head of the NSA, Admiral Mike Rogers. So talk about this. Lots of questions about leaking.
A lot. And it led to Mike Rogers, the head of the NSA, having to explain this idea of incidental collection. That is when they have surveillance on foreigners that, you know, Americans, U.S. persons, U.S. companies might be mentioned in these things. And usually that information is masked. The names are removed. And Director Comey of the FBI also said the culture in the FBI and the NSA is to be obsessive about that, protecting Americans who might be caught up in this incidental collection, as they say. But there have been a lot of reports that before leaving, the Obama administration wanted some more of this information known and may have lowered the classification of some information or disseminated it more broadly within the government. And that's what Republicans were hammering home in this hearing today.
Hmm. And Michelle, both James Comey and Mike Rogers both said that there's no evidence of any wiretapping by the Obama administration at Trump Tower. Any significance to that other than just the confirmation that they have no evidence?
Well, you know, this is something that President Trump has tweeted. Trump had also suggested that the Obama administration got the Brits to spy on Trump Tower. Comey and Rogers say there's no evidence of that. And those kind of comments can really anger allies. I mean, we did see the UK come out strongly against that. And the British government is really a key ally on intelligence matters. So those kinds of tweets do have implications.
That's Michelle Kellerman. She's NPR's diplomatic correspondent. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you.